Mr. Mann.
Chairman, apologies if it has been announced to the ASX. And further to that last question, apologies, I hadn't picked up that share purchase by Mr. Liu recently. Normally in these situations, you like to see a new CEO get an incentive scheme. Obviously, we've got a new CEO on board. There's no incentive scheme. Can you inform us as to the nature of his contract, how you've structured him with an incentive scheme? And also, I know that your typical CEO gets an exemption from being elected, and clearly you've taken that exemption. I just offer you some advice to maybe put him up for election next year. A lot of us like to vote for our CEOs and not have the non-election clause loophole used. So could you put him up next year for election and tell us a bit about his package?
Yeah, by all means. First of all, in terms of his package, that will be announced as soon as we have it finalised. Steve has just recently joined us. We just put in the final touches, I think it's fair to say, to his contract. There's most definitely an STI component and an LTI component. STI will be about short-term incentives, primarily financial, but also some non-financial KPIs, and the LTI will be in terms of our long-term incentive executive plan, and will also represent a healthy policy of his remuneration, assuming that the necessary thresholds are in fact met. But that will be made available to the market, the detail, as soon as we can.
You're going to need our... Will you need our approval for that?
A big one.
Will you need our approval for that?
Of his package?
Well, is there any equity that you'll need to pass through shareholders?
At the appropriate point, absolutely.
Right, so next year's AGM?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Insofar as his election is concerned, Steve isn't a director of the company. At this point in time, who knows if and when he becomes one, obviously. If he does become one, then he'll be exposed to our constitution like any other director.